Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the kick grill. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a new survey found couples in their 70s go on date nights just as much as couples in their 20s.
That's terrifying.
Well, they have a lot of time to do whatever they want.
Yeah, being retired goes a long way. I'm curious to know if they show as much PDA as 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Also, just in theory, if you're in a relationship in your 20s and 70s, more than likely you don't have kids in the house?
Sure.
You don't have kids. Whatever right. Money you've got is yours. And like Miles said, man, in 70s, you got time.
I'd go out on a date every night if I could.
That's the difference. If you could.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you never knew. I might kick game then.
Politics are affecting dating, according to an expert. She says people would rather have compatible politics with someone than good sex.
It's affecting everything. It's affecting people's family relationships. It's affecting people's friendships.
Yeah, but now an expert has said it, Miles.
I know.
You may have thought that was the case, yeah. But now that an expert has said it, yes.
Right.
Politics. I don't know, man. I've really hated the politics of the chick I was with. I feel like that would amp up the sex.
It does.
I didn't have to say it that way. I apologize. Mm-hmm.
No, you were kind of living in the moment.
Right?
I can see your face. Like, no, Ted is there mentally. And she is getting it.
Yeah, you got to respect people who do that and make it work. James Carville.
James Carville.
He's
famous
one of those
for
guys, yeah.
The Raging Cajun.
He is crazy.
And who's his wife?
Oh, Mary Master.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know. You can tell.
Well, I haven't seen either one of them in a long time.
They're busy having sex, Miles.
That's right.
The world's most expensive island just went on sale.
Oh, good.
Australia.
Mike, are we back to Sex Island?
It is a private island in the United Arab Emirates. That costs $462 million. So, Ted, for the low, low price of $462 million, you could have Sex Island 2.
Well, wait a minute. I mean, what's the down payment? You mean, what,
10%? 10%.
If you have, like, $49 million laying around, maybe you could
there you go.
Get that finance.
Hey, with $49, you get a lower interest rate.
And that's to buy it, or that's how much it costs to make it?
It's yours for that cost.
Yeah.
All right.
Just went on sale. $462.
Call my real estate agent right now.
Yeah, I was like, surely somebody would make that into a resort of some type, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Didn't like Richard Branson, right? He owns an island. It's his island.
I think, yeah.
I'd make it my own island. Like, man, I'm not inviting you. This is my island.
A woman in Connecticut tried to light a candle during a power outage last year, but instead lit a stick of dynamite. Doggone it, I can't talk today. Lit a stick of dynamite that the past owners left behind. She was seriously injured, and now she's suing the previous owner.
Oh, come on. Come on.
What did she think it was? A road flare? Or a candle?
A candle. What, is she a Bugs Bunny character? Could she not tell the difference between a candle and a stick of dynamite?
Like, I hope that as soon as that wick started, you know, fizzing like an actual dynamite wick would, she tossed that thing as far as she could and ran away.
I mean, look, only Yosemite Sam.
Daffy Duck.
On occasion, Daffy Duck, right? And Elmer Fudd, they're the only people that I have ever seen where they cannot differentiate between a stick of dynamite and anything else.
This wick is wicked. This island makes a little more sense now.
Hold on, let me see this island.
Well, right, so it caters, as they say, caters to foreign investors. The listing offers zero personal and zero income tax and no foreign exchange controls.
Cool.
Oh, I see.
So you got to pay a lot of money to hide your money there.
That's okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Like a crocodile.
Somewhere the Swiss are pissed.
I'd be like, I got $50. I don't want anyone getting a hold of this.
Good news, gentlemen. Do you know what today is?
Mike.
World Radio Day.
Boom! Nailed it, Ted. Mm-hmm. It is World Radio Day.
What does that mean?
It means celebration.
Somebody said we're going to celebrate radio today.
And it is popping off.
Yeah, you can really feel the energy.
It's good.
I felt the energy level so much different today when I came in.
What do they do for everybody in radio?
They short circuit our network to get on the internet.
I think the salespeople got P.F. Chang's today.
P.F. Chang.
Yeah, I think that's how they celebrate.
I woke up with a text from mom in the middle of the night that said Happy World Radio Day, and I'm not lying.
Oh, wow. That was all
Are you serious?
I swear to God.
Jesus Christ. Your mom loves you, man.
I know.
A woman arrested for breaking into cars in New Jersey took a classic mugshot, flipping a double bird to the camera because that's going to show them.
She looks like she just does not care about anything in life.
No.
Yeah, I saw a picture of her. It's like,
I can't believe they let you flip the bird in a mugshot.
Do they care?
I think it says it all.
We're taking your ass to jail. You can do whatever you want.
Mike, you ever seen the picture of the guy who's so drunk they got to hold his head up for the mugshot?
Oh, yes.
Dang. Yeah.
That is awesome.
I'm getting it done, buddy.
This woman reminds me of that person, like, she will tell the stories of getting arrested, and every cop that arrested her is an a-hole.
Yeah, it's their fault for showing up after you committed a crime.
The number of married couples living with other roommates has doubled since 1995. That's exactly why you think it would be, mainly to live in more expensive areas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you have a single-family home, it's not that odd, but I can't imagine living in an apartment with another, if I'm a couple, married with a dude.
You gotta be real.
Or a woman. I'm just saying.
Dude.
Or a woman. Mm-hmm. The TSA has released a list of the strangest things it confiscated last year.
Mm-hmm.
Such as?
Things that somebody else is working on. Nike's self-lacing shoes are here.
What was a Freddy Krueger hand, Mike?
They actually got Freddy Krueger's hand, Ted?
No, somebody had an actual weapon that looked like Freddy Krueger's claws.
Yeah.
Oh, sounds like
you
worked on it.
Why would you bring that to the airport?
Nike's self-lacing shoes are here, and they're gonna debut at the NBA All-Star Game on Sunday.
What could possibly go wrong? I can't feel my feet.
Right.
They keep tightening.
Hopefully it's not one of those things, you know, that ratchet that you just keep turning it, and then that wire just winds up.
You have to think they are heavier. Or something. There's got to be some kind of mechanism in there that's obviously not in normal shoes.
They look good in the movie.
Good use of the word there. I see what you're saying. All-Star Weekend, Ratchet.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it, buddy.
And you know that's what Mike was going for.
Oh, 100%. He's always in the streets.
That's
dropping
right.
Slang.
You know me. I'm dope. Are British cartoons like Peppa
Pig? God, that actually made me uncomfortable. Like, hearing you say that, that word's never made me uncomfortable until I heard you say it. That's almost a compliment.
Are British cartoons like Peppa Pig making American kids talk in British accents?
Yes.
Apparently it happens a lot, but psychologists say your kids will eventually drop the accent.
Well, no kidding. But
how will they?
Mother, father. Yeah, my kids rock that.
That's what happened to Lindsay Lohan, right?
The funny thing is, I believe the show is Australian, but that's neither here nor there.
All I know about the show is that the dad is fat, and then they make fun of him constantly on the show for it.
Yeah, and his name's Daddy Pig. Like, that's just his name.
But he's a pig.
I know that, but I did not know. It's 3-4 years ago. I did not know that my kids were watching a show called Peppa Pig, because I did everything I could to avoid watching that crap with them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, both of my kids started calling me Daddy Pig, but not having that in context, I'm looking at them like, what the F did you just say? They're like, Daddy Pig. I'm like, what the F would they say that? For like a week, man. Like, and it's pissing me off. And finally, I watched the show, and I'm like, oh, my bad.
Apparently, they're rude about it, too. You can't get in this boat. You're too fat.
They are pretty straight
up
about it. They
call him out, man.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that most TV shows with the dad?
Yeah, he's fat and stupid. And this one is no different.
Jesus. Post just announced it's coming out with a new chicken and waffles flavored cereal.
Because who hasn't been eating chicken and thought, God damn, I wish this was in milk?
They say the pieces look and taste like the combo, so
I saw a picture. You know, it looks like little drumsticks.
Okay, I bought some Snyder's buffalo wing
pretzels.
Right.
Yeah, they're tremendous.
Do you like them?
I do.
Okay, I've kind of felt it. It took a while for the buffalo wing flavor to kick in. Like, it was like I was waiting. It just didn't satisfy.
Do you hope that when you're eating a bowl of cereal that the taste of chicken permeates when you have milk in your mouth?
I'm hoping it's close. Like, these pretzels weren't close.
I mean, chicken and waffles, I love it. I can imagine, like, I had the potato chips, but cereal?
Yeah, man.
By the way, guys, what is going on with our profile of this contestants? We just had another one drop off.
Jesus Christ.
We'll take next caller now, 844-999-OLA. But I've got them back there. They're open. I swear to God. You tell me how long it takes for the buffalo flavor to hit your mouth.
You got a bag on the desk in the back.
Oh, yeah.
I did not realize it.
Oh, yeah.
I would have already eaten some of them without telling you.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring them in a minute.
I can tell he didn't like them. It's been there for a couple days.
They were just okay.
Unlike the cheese crisps.
Oh, man.
We're moving through those.
And they're not even ours.
No.
A man in Maine managed to make his way out of a bank after robbing it, but Mother Nature aided police in his capture.
How's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are coming up 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve with Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people... and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. But our caller dropped the F off the goddamn line. There's no one there, so Ted, Miles, it will be
Let's
the two
battle.
Of you
We're doing it.
Competing.
Okay.
Are you ready for
we
your story?
Ready.
Oh, first, let me ask, do you understand how this here game is played?
We do.
All right, fantastic. Here's your story.
Thanks for speaking for both of us, Miles.
I do.
A woman assaulted a police officer and TSA agents at the Orlando International Airport while trying to enter through the employee entrance. An Orlando police officer saw the woman go through the employee-only entrance at the airport without the proper credentials. This is about 8 o'clock at night. So when a TSA agent tried to stop her, she pushed her way past him. That's when the officer confronted her. She grabbed his radio and threw it on the ground. She wasn't done. She continued to resist arrest, and up until the officer finally tased her, officers found a food container that had marijuana in her bag. She's facing battery on a law enforcement officer, battery on a licensed security officer, and possession of marijuana charges. Do you believe that this woman is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Which airport again?
Orlando International Airport.
By the way, some of the best TSA in the country.
Really?
Like, enough that, like, every time somebody brings up that airport, I'm like, damn, their TSA is nice and, like, expedient. I think it's the Disney effect.
Yeah, but it is. But you're right.
Well, gosh, come on through.
Had marijuana.
In a food container.
Like Tupperware is my assumption.
All right, I'm going to take Asian out of the equation on my end, then. Just based on the marijuana thing.
I thought you wanted to make a rhyme.
Take Asian out of the equation.
I mean, I'm kind of leaning white because she's got weed and she's got Tupperware on her. Like, she had pre-made her lunch. Like, she food-prepped or something, right?
I'm going to go black. Because if it's in a Tupperware container, that means it's possibly a hot lunch.
It's a good point. But there's just weed in it.
There's weed in this case, yeah.
Also, there was no weed, there was no food in there?
All right. I don't know.
White. You're going to stick white?
Like, at one point, I'm sure there's food.
I'll go black, Ted will go white. We're going to find out if she is black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome to Orlando. We've got a woman who's trying to get in the door there of the employee door at the Orlando International Airport. And she is stopped by a TSA agent. I guess she pushed through that person.
Yes.
And then an actual officer approached and she tried to assault that officer. Turns out she had marijuana on her and was arrested.
That is correct. And the question I had for you, you guys, is do you believe she was black, white, Asian, or Jew? Let's see, Ted, you went white?
White.
Miles, you went black.
Mm-hmm. I might have messed up on that
one. One of you was correct.
Ted, you are correct.
Oh!
Food prep? Marijuana?
That's a white lady. And the bold move to just walk through a door like, yeah.
Oh, just so entitled. I'm going
to
assault
talk
people.
To your manager.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Matthew McConaughey is a cool guy and does whatever he wants. He's married to a Brazilian supermodel, I believe.
Mm.
Correct?
He leaves dinner parties just to drive around in his brand new Lincoln.
I didn't even know he was married.
He's pimping Lincolns. He's pimping burgers. He was pimping just straight up beef for a while.
Yeah.
And McConaughey gets a pass. Like, people like him as an actor, but also he's just kind of cool. I like that whenever he goes on shows, he's just having a cocktail.
He doesn't care, man.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I do dig that about him.
So I don't know if you've seen this, but he's been appearing on the bench, almost like a coach at University of Texas basketball games. Mm-hmm. He also is a graduate of the University of Texas. So I don't know how, but just listen to this clip here, and you'll hear at the end, he has a title at the University of Texas.
And it starts with a want to, and I think that was the message from both these coaches. You know, Bruce Weber did not think his team played hard. In Manhattan, when he sees the first game of his 12th play.
Look at this here. The Minister of Culture, Matthew McConaughey, in the house.
The Minister of Culture.
The Minister of Culture.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes.
Good for him.
Yeah. If you go click on the link, you can watch the video on the Men's Room Facebook page. But it also has another interview where he was on with Colbert, I think like a month or two ago. And again, number one, you'll notice he's drinking whiskey.
Mm. Right.
And then number two, he's like, basically how he explains it is like the arena hired him. So like, I guess he invested some money into building the new arena they're going to build.
Okay.
But basically, he's got to get more students to come to the games. UT, obviously a massive football school. Their basketball's not bad.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant played at Texas 1 year. But yeah, so he's supposed to do that. And then he's just so cool in the interview. He's like, we're going to get the top, you know, musical acts, blah, blah, blah. So it's almost like he invested some money and they gave him a title. But like, at the end of the day, it's Phil McConaughey, he's on the bench. Like, he's in team huddles. Like,
And you know what, man? I've watched the every Saturday for a few year pep talk from the head coach.
Yes.
And they do a pretty good job of getting up there and getting you fired up. But they have basically the same story every single time. Just replace the name of the team you're playing. They get you fired up. Maybe a senior will pop up and say something every once in a while or whatever the deal is. But for the most part, you're hearing the same thing every single time.
Yeah.
And whether it's motivating or not, it's like a joke. Once you've heard it once,
sure. It's
just not as funny the second time. And you can almost lip what the person's going to say, you know what I mean, as they're saying it. Now, if Bill Murray were to come in and go like, look, I don't come to West Virginia often. You'd be like, ah! I mean, you'd be so fired up. Like psychologically, from the standpoint of having someone else, you know, like who you think is cool, give you a pep talk or whatever.
Who would you pick? Who would be the person?
Well, that's what I mean. Like it would depend on who the person is and the factor
and the circumstance
and the coolness factor.
I feel like
McConaughey passes that test. You know,
yeah, I feel like Samuel L. Jackson. That's a guy who could deliver a good fire up speech,
and especially if he went to that school. So you know, I'm not sure that McConaughey went to Texas, but I mean,
he's graduated UT.
Okay, well there you go.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude. Sounds like a creaky door that needs WD-40.
Trying to recreate the sounds of the Amazon.
But it is more
exciting.
Good
evening.
I mean, I remember just, you know, even in high school, like he would score with the basketball. Like, we would travel to other cities, and there'd be guys there that had been to DeMatha, and now were playing football, like Notre Dame or something.
Yeah.
And they'd come in and just be like,
stand on the sidelines.
Boy, it's like everybody's fired up. And it would get, you're right, it would get everybody excited.
Yeah.
Plus, half the time with a team, especially with football, and I don't care if it's high school, college, pro, whatever. The linemen have fired up the other linemen.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the specialists are out there looking, no offense, but looking pretty, throwing the ball around, getting the chicks. Like, everybody's already pretty. Like, it's a football game. People are pretty worked up before the head coach comes in and says something.
Oh, yeah. They used to, they'd land helicopters on the practice field and bring out people who are going to give you speeches. Because half the time, in our instance, they were coming in from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So there was no major airport to fly them in.
So they just fly through the field.
Who showed up
flying to Pittsburgh? Oh, God, back in the day?
Sure.
John Kruk came in and gave us a pep talk one time, the ex-Philly third baseman who lost a test.
Smash the beer can on the crown of your head.
He's a West Virginia native. Yeah. He was one guy. Jeff Hostetler came in at one point in time. It was an ex-player. Daryl Talley. They would just bring in all these old guys that, that played back in the day that, you know, had their moment. And they would basically the same thing that Ted would say, man. They were ex-players, played in the NFL for a number of years. They come in and fire you up. Not so much on the, I'd say now it would be the equivalent of Brad Paisley from just famous
Eastern
people.
Eastern West Virginia.
You know, like it kinda
but
had,
sometimes, too, it's just people that are attached to your program. Like Pete Carroll was famous for that at SC. He would bring in Will Ferrell all the time. And this, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Will Ferrell did go to SC.
Yeah, I think he did.
All right, my bad. But either way, like coaches will find any reason to get a famous person to like attach them to your program and bring them in.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they're from the state, that's the best, but
I will say this about USC. My one experience with USC was sitting beside the USC band in a UW Washington football game, right?
No.
Okay, now, it's just like going to San Diego or going to South Beach in Miami. It's not that the fans are not crazy everywhere and, you know, you have better looking fans than others. But even with the people in that section, with their USC stuff on, there were not a lot of ugly people there.
And no offense to band members, you know, no one says that.
The band was attractive. The people around were attractive.
Song girls.
If you were wearing red and whatever, the yellow or whatever the hell, the McDonald's colors, basically, you were really good looking. It was very strange.
SC, man.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting around going like, all these people are attractive. What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's the University of Southern California.
That's it.
Like finding an attractive person in Scottsdale.
Tough.
Just a little bit older.
I've heard Notre Dame apparently is on the other end of that spectrum.
Oh, my God.
It's a great school.
Didn't you have a buddy transfer out of Notre Dame?
Yes.
Just because the people are so ugly.
Yeah, he played quarterback there. I mean, it's a big deal to play quarterback in Notre Dame. He was there for a year and looked around and went, nope.
We were talking about Peppa Pig earlier.
Yes, okay.
Here's some little... Now, these kids are American, and it might be Australian, but it does sound like they're developing British accents now.
George?
Say Peppa and... Say it. Peppa? And?
George.
Can I mix it in a bowl?
Ooh, that looks good.
Can I mix it? Can I mix it?
How does Peppa Pig say no?
No.
How does she say water?
Water.
How does she say daddy?
Daddy.
How does she say mommy?
Mommy.
How does she say George?
George.
They're right. And it brings back horrible memories.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny. But also, doesn't this happen to anybody that lives... Like, I have a buddy that lives in Colombia. He doesn't have a Spanish accent, but he definitely... Like, his words seem different because he's been down there for, like, 2 years.
Sure.
Or, like, you know, you bring up guys, especially in soccer...
Zach Nolens, man.
Wow, right, that was 2 days. That is a great skit. But like, there was a guy, I brought him up before, Brad Guzan, who was a great goalkeeper, but he played in England for so long, he has like a weird accent now.
You know, man, I can go back home and then get on a flight home and people are like, God, you realize you just picked that up really quick. And I'm like,
I will do it.
That's what you do.
Yeah, like even just going for Thanksgiving to visit my grandmother, and my like, I'll come back and go, oh, come on. Go.
Yeah, or you're just like, there's phrases I will use with friends back home that I haven't used, but like they still use them. But right, when I get back to the West Coast, and people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Exactly.
I was just over that way.
But I also think, you know, it's like, it's just moving, like for me, moving from the East Coast to the West Coast, you kind of lose that stuff too. So I think it's kind of natural. If you just hear somebody talking all the time, like, I mean, look, I can't watch Narcos without trying to speak Spanish. You know?
Hola.
Oh,
as soon as we touched down in Seattle, Ted started saying hella.
Yeah. It was dude. When I went home, when I landed in Seattle, I would go home, and one of my good friends, DB, was like, if you say dude one more time, I'm going to punch you. And I said, dude, I'm sorry. And he's like,
oh, I got to punch
him
out.
He's like, you got to be kidding me. And I'm like, dude, I don't know. Everybody just says dude all the time. Brother.
I've been smoking a lot of weed, man. Come on.
Sad news out of the entertainment industry. This is going to hurt a lot of people.
Oh, good.
It's mainly going to hurt degenerates or people that work late nights. Carson Daly has chosen to end Last Call, which has been airing for 17 years.
That's amazing. That's an amazing one for any show. I mean, maybe only Byron Allen has been on longer at that time slot.
I don't understand Byron Allen.
I don't either. I don't, you know what? But Carson Daly, he's done a number of different things with the show. He did do a stand-up show initially in front of a live audience.
Right.
And then after about probably 10 years of doing that and no one watching, and I'm dead serious, just based on the time he was on. He's on at 1:30.
It's not at 1:35 in the morning.
Right. He went to a just like a sketch show, where not sketch, but situational show, where you're like, I'm going to go talk to this band, and I'm going to talk to this guy, but they go to a bar and sit down and right. tape that. And, just,
and he's still, well, yeah, I guess until he, when has he done? When is his official, I'm done doing this show that you haven't been watching date?
But he does like
there's no
Today
final
show
date
or,
set yet, but it, by the time it's done, it'll surpass 2,000 episodes. Yeah, you're right. He's on the Today Show now. Like, he's been doing it. Like,
the Voice, maybe? Does he know what
he's
what
been on a bunch of stuff. That's what you kind of forget. I kind of forgot he was still doing this show.
Right.
But I think also, like, Carson Daly, like, to me, he's still originally the guy from Total Request Live, which
he's one of the few guys from massive. MTV that are still working on a regular basis, who are on there even for a long time or a blip of time.
Yeah. But he, right, he. That's what he is. So, I mean, I think he still just has a draw to music. Because you're right, you work on the Today Show. Like, he doesn't have to do a 1:35 a.m.
Nope,
show.
No.
17 years, but I still wonder who he went up against.
He didn't. And that was the beauty of probably his longevity. It's like, look, we can do whatever we want. It's 1:30 in the morning.
NBC says they're developing a replacement show. There's one possibility. It might be hosted by Chelsea Handler. Of course, she hosted one for years, so who knows?
Shouldn't it be at that point in time you can just kind of think
whoever.
Of it like Mexican television or television in Europe where, like, look, you know what I mean? If Chelsea Handler wants to drop the S-bomb, you know,
doesn't matter.
It's 1:30 in the morning, you know what I mean? Can she have a little bit more freedom to have, you know what I mean, to open up that window of censorship a little bit?
Yeah, but you know what? They don't need to, because if you need to, go to cable. Right? You know what I mean?
And that's just the thing. Like, Conan's redone his show. Like, there's so many networks now, especially with cable and then the streaming services. And I could be totally wrong on this. I just don't know how big the audience is for a 1:35 a.m. show.
Zero.
It's not.
Zero.
That's why none of us knew his show was still on.
Right. Like, I bet. I mean, even if you're a bartender, right? Like, I guess during the week you might see it, but generally last call is like 1:30, so you probably didn't see him much either.
But I would also think if you live at night, and you're actively awake at 1:30, you're probably watching something like Netflix or something else. I doubt you're turning on network TV to watch Carson Daly.
Right, that's what we were all saying, right? There's plenty of nights where I will see the beginning of Corden or Seth for like a segment or two, and then you kind of fall asleep. Like,
no, of course.
That's what I said. Like, generally, if I ran into Carson Daly, it's like I've either been out probably drinking way too long.
But you don't continue
like,
to watch
like,
his
why
show.
Am I up? Yeah.
You go, oh, he's on, then you flip the channel.
Yeah. Take a shower, go to bed. It's about damn time. let's see, what else is going on? Ray Romano, very famous comedian. He had some interesting things when he was talking to Jimmy Kimmel about how he talks to his kids.
The one I did with Matt, when he was like about 8 and he was just getting into basketball, we were in the backyard, and I said to him, Matt, if someone gave you two shots, and all you gotta do is make one, and if you do, you get all the money in the world. Right into the basket. But if you miss them both, you lose your leg. And I'm saying this to an 8-year-old. And he thought about it, you know, and he says, I don't know. And I said, all right, forget about it. And then 2 days later, we were driving in the car, and from the back seat, he goes, Dad, would your leg just fall off, or would they have to cut it off?
It's a really good question.
Yes, and I told him, I guess they got to cut it off. He went, I'm not doing it. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm taller than a lot of 8-year-olds.
Yeah. But I think you probably are, Ted.
Yeah.
Being that you're a grown man and all.
Mm-hmm.
Just speculating.
I'm taking those two shots.
You're taking them both?
Yeah.
Well, from the foul line?
He said, he told the 8-year-old he could be right near the rim.
Because you still hit free throws?
No. I was about to say, yeah, of course. But it's like, no. I can't even tell you the last time I stood at a free throw line.
You don't think if you had a half an hour on a basketball court to practice, you could not at least hit 9 of 10?
9 of 10?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Give me, say over under at 6.5.
All right.
That's a pretty safe number, I think.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm just saying, like, I haven't shot hoops in a long time. And I was never good at basketball to begin with.
Oh, okay. All right. I think it's like riding a bike, man. I think once you get in that free throw line, man, it's like, I can just make these all day.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it's like riding a bike. Listen, man, I've hopped on a bike, got on, and when I hopped on a bike, I'm like, it's just like riding a bike. Got my kid to hoop, took a few shots. I'm like, this is not it.
Yeah, like, I...
just get in that Papa Shot groove. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you find
the rhythm. If you hit that groove.
Then you're in that groove.
But here's the thing. You only stay in that groove when you find the groove, right? So, like, if you stop, take a leak or something, the groove is gone. Like, it's sailed, man. When you're in it, you got to stay there as long as you can. Because once you stop it, it leaves.
Yeah, and, I'm kind of at that age where, like, if I'm going to shoot hoops, it's randomly, like, just in a gym and there's, like, one open hoop. But, again, I'm not good. So I feel like I'm spending most of the time just chasing a ball.
You are.
It's like, you got a built-in rebounder. I like that. Put him to work.
Out the pass. Out the pass.
Right? I mean, at the end of the day, right?
I really do.
Yeah,
but you trade off on that. You go down below. And then
kids will always chase the ball. Kids, if they can't reach it, I got to get them. Kids will always chase the ball, right? So I just break this mofo, you know what I mean? Lots of noise, rolls down the driveway. The kids are like, I got it. And you're like, cool.
That's why we hustled younger, just because we didn't want to go all the way down that hill and get that ball.
That is part of it.
Like, just people would fly like, no! Right. Swaddled one in, diving.
Just and so wouldn't go down like a 40-foot
down the hill. 40-foot embankment.
Yeah.
God, I forgot about that as a kid. Like, don't let it go down the hill.
Dude, the toughest one for me as a kid, because I like baseball, was whenever we played tennis. Like, there's just that urge to hit it like a baseball.
Right, just smash it.
And then it's like we're never going to play this actual game. So we just spend the whole time running around the fence to get the stupid balls. Right. Right? But every time it's right there, you're just like,
oh, you can't not.
We're like, I got this one.
Oh, man. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. There you go. TV time with Ted. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Of all places, Florida will now allow smokable marijuana, but with only pre-rolled joints. Meanwhile, a Florida man is caught spraying El Chapo graffiti, threatening to kill a deputy's family, and is losing his good behavior points. Man married 3 different women, giving their apartments all in the same hood. Alabama man named Blueberry Hill is jailed after not being good. And Florida man dresses up in a dog costume and records himself having sex with his Siberian husky. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Maine, where a man managed to successfully rob a bank, but was thwarted by Mother Nature. He fled the bank and crossed the street into a Chinese restaurant's parking lot and promptly slipped on the ice and fell. When he fell, he lost the gun that he used to rob the bank, the money that he stole, and they all landed right in front of a Maine State Patrolman.
Good times.
The aristocrats.
You gotta think the cop, the first words out of his mouth, like, are you kidding me, son?
Right?
That many things went wrong.
This is too easy. He was arrested right then and there. But, you know, the cop was also taken off guard. You know,
sure. Look what the hell was going on. Why did he have a gun and all this cash?
Right. But he just basically sat on him until he got a little bit more backup. But
to this guy's credit, at least he didn't post it on Facebook. At least his instant arrest is this. It's not because he's an idiot. Just sheer bad luck.
Cracks a live video just before he gets started.
Right.
In other news, a man in Brooksville was arrested by police after it was discovered that he was practicing health care without a medical license.
Oops.
He frequently misdiagnosed his patients with hernias, Parkinson's, leukemia, fibromyalgia, and diabetes. And his cure-all for his patients was his own blood.
Oh God.
Yeah. It's creepy.
He was arrested and authorities are asking those that were treated by him to come forward so they can get the help that they need. And you will never believe where that story came from.
Florida. God damn. That's as Florida as it gets.
Right?
You got fibromyalgia. You can go ahead and use some of my blood.
Take some of his blood. I hope that he didn't actually call it blood. I hope that he just came in with a bag and a needle.
I got some Lord serum.
Oh, man.
God damn, that's weird.
This happened again, gents.
Man versus beast.
Run it.
Man versus beast.
They love it. We go to the lovely state of Florida.
We stay in the lovely state of Florida.
It's hard to leave Florida when you do news.
I haven't. Oh, it never gets old. We stay in the lovely state of Florida, where a man was arrested by police after investigators were able to track down videos and pictures that he took of himself dressed in a husky costume, probably that he made it himself, and would perform vile acts with his pet dog.
No. Who let the dogs out?
A Siberian husky.
Yes.
That's a big dog.
God,
he was arrested, and his dogs have been taken to a better home.
That is so...
A better home. I think if I kick that dog in the balls every day, it'd be a better home.
I just...
How do we not have, like, the Florida Evening News? Yeah, local news,
ooh,
right? And then you have, like, world news. But in between that, it's be like, I'm Grand Rather with the 7 o'clock Florida news. Because everything that goes wrong happens here.
And you'll never believe what happens, yet you're not surprised at all by anything that happens.
We take you to Florida and we stay there.
It is truly the rabbit hole of the country, man.
It is. You know what? It's like rule number 39.
Rule 39.
Yeah, that's what Florida is.
All right.
Period. You can think of it. It's happened.
That was an Alice in Wonderland reference, our Ted.
Oh,
rabbit
all right.
hole.
I was like, damn, we're getting rabbit hole is a bad name now. They're not like Florida.
It's like a wormhole.
The airlines are in the news again, this time because some German flyers have found a loophole in their system.
Yeah.
There's a German airline that is filing a lawsuit against some of its passengers that are, quote, skip lagging on their flights.
What does that mean?
They have discovered that instead of flying directly to their destination, it's actually cheaper to buy a two-stop flight that connects in their destination, and then they just skip their next flight.
I do that all the time. Don't bust my game.
Yeah.
No, I'm not kidding you.
But that's not, again, there's nothing illegal about that.
No, just
they're
off the plane because everyone else gets off the plane.
Right.
If I have a carry-on and I don't have a bag below, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I get off the plane. It should be beneficial because guess what? The plane is now lighter with me off the damn thing.
And since you oversold it, we're the people that aren't there. But maybe if you charge fair prices, people wouldn't do it. It comes down to one thing. It's on you.
The airline's saying that the money-saving method violates their terms and conditions.
Oh,
is what they're saying.
Here's my terms and conditions.
I've done it many times.
I paid for a ticket to leave at this time to go to this place.
Okay, look.
It's delayed all the time. Kiss my ass.
If I want a flight to Atlanta, all right? A flight to Atlanta will cost me from Seattle $550.
All right.
Okay? If I make that destination Birmingham, Mobile, or Savannah and fly and stop at Hartfield, get off.
Yeah.
Then I take another flight, it's $200 cheaper.
Because
my destination is a cheaper destination.
We were actually flying back from Las Vegas, I think, last year, and it was more beneficial for me to stop in Portland because I had an auction there later on that day. And so I was calling, we were bouncing. I was on the same flight as Robin, and we were bouncing from Portland into Seattle. And so I called Alaska, I was like, hey, can I just, cancel that second leg of the flight? And they said, actually, it's just cheaper if you just skip it.
Yeah.
Honestly, with all the fees that we're going to end up charging you for canceling that second flight,
just skip the flight. They don't care.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, Noah Sherlock, and we will drink and toast with the shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.